Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, or should I say God's morning, and welcome to Spend Time with God with your host, Cassandra Brand. Oh, I just love that song. I wish we had just a little bit more time, but we only have 15 minutes, okay? And we're going to start off with humbling yourself before the Lord. I have this, what I want to share with you. We give our hearts to you, O Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear, Lord, every time you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord, all our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Yes, I just wanted to share that with you. And then, you know, it took me someplace different. Praying in the Holy Spirit. No one can teach you or give it to you. It's a free gift from God. I don't know if you've experienced when you go to church and they say, are you saved? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you have the evidence of speaking in tongues? I got a bad habit. Y'all in the middle of the show. But I remember the time when I received the Holy Spirit. It just like rolled off my tongue. It just like I opened my mouth and I surrendered my heart and it just rolled off my tongue. But I've also seen some ministries tell the members that they're going to teach them how to speak in tongues or how to pray in the Holy Spirit. Now, I pray in the Holy Spirit, and just by saying it, I start getting ooh, chills. Not negative ones, just the presence of God, the anointing. I want to get this out. I put some scriptures down here, and each episode, we're going to go over these scriptures. Now, I've seen it just as plain as day. Romans 8:15. When I read it, it just hit me different. You ever read a scripture, and then you can read and read and read it, but then one day you read that same scripture, and it's like it just rolled off the paper and became alive to you? Well, that's what happened to me yesterday. Romans 8:15. And I know there's some truth to it because I had pulled it out on my laptop. And out of every page that's pulled up on my laptop, that one it keep crashing down. I can't pull it up. So I said, well, I'm going to stay old school and take it to King James Version. Amen. That's Romans 8:15. Pay attention. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of adoption through sonship, okay? Through sonship, S-O-N-S-H-I-P. The adoption through sonship. The spirit of our Father. Abba. That sounds like a little bit of the beginning of speaking in the Holy Spirit. Abba. We received God's spirit by adoption when we became his children, just like Jesus. Jesus was here to show us the way, what to follow, to empower us spiritually. That's why he said, oh, you got to be born again. Renewed of the spirit and the mind. Not to live in bondage and fear. But once you have received the Holy Spirit, which is free gift from God, nobody can give it to you. It's you and God's relationship. You and God's intimacy relationship. We get that by spending time with him. Like I said, when I first started praying in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, nobody didn't tell me. It just like rolled off of my tongue. And it's beautiful. If you can even just pray in the Holy Spirit for like 5 minutes, and then the next day try 6 minutes, and the next day, and it'll strengthen your prayer language and the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit knows what to pray for. You just have to just allow the Holy Spirit to use you. Surrender. It's you. It'll be God, the Holy Spirit, and you. You know, I'm just using it as a visual, verbal scenario, so if you close your eyes and you really listen to what I'm saying. Example, praying in the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. See, my spirit is on fire. When I begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, I can sing in the Holy Spirit, praise God in the Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful language. But you humble yourself. Humble yourself before the Lord Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the King. For thine is the power, the glory, and God is the King. Be the same. Amen. I got twisted, tongue twisted at the end of prayer, but you know that you know. For the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Jesus' name, amen. See, there's no certain way to pray. As long as you spend time with God. Can't put God in a box, have a regular routine. Don't work like that. That's why you have to have that relationship. I spend time with God. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Romans 8:15. Read that. Let it marinate. We haven't received the spirit of bondage, but through the spirit of adoption, sonship, we have received the Holy Spirit already in you. It's already in you. To spend time with God. God loves you, and so do I. Tomorrow we're going to do Galatians 4:6. I'm not trying to take a scripture and digest it. Just share it so it can marinate in your spirit. You may not remember it word for word, but in time of need, you'll pull these scriptures out. We don't need some word in us. We don't need that word. So until then, you have a very blessed and productive day. I pray that this episode is bringing value to you. You can contact me below, purposeclosure@gmail.com. And if you like to donate, the Cash App is at the bottom. And we thank you very much. Have a blessed and prosperous day. Thank you.